AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison wants the state to be part of the investigation into the shooting death of Renee Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. The Department of Homeland Security claims the shooting was in self-defense. Ellison says there is too much evidence that still needs to be evaluated.
What we're doing here is asking the public who may have video, there may be people who were on the scene who saw what happened, who have some type of evidence that they feel bears on what the truth is in this case.
The Trump administration wants to keep the investigation in Minnesota in federal hands. Meantime, the Minneapolis school system says it will offer families remote learning. The military says U.S. forces boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean. The Trump administration continues to target sanctioned tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. Iran's supreme leader says he is prepared to crack down on demonstrators. Here's the AP's John Gambrell.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in particular targeted U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump in recent days has said that America is willing to use force to protect peaceful protesters in Iran should the theocracy there try to kill them.
Economist Gus Fauché responded after the government announced 50,000 jobs were added last month.
That is an okay number. Job growth has definitely slowed from where we were in 2023 and 2024, but the job market, we continue to see more jobs added the economy, and we continue to see the economy expanding throughout 2025.
Flu infection showed signs of slight decline last week, but health officials say it's not clear this severe flu season has peaked. New government data for flu activity showed declines in medical office visits due to flu-like illnesses and in the number of states reporting high flu activity. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Electric vehicles are taking a bite out of Detroit automakers.
General Motors will be hit with about $6 billion in charges in the fourth quarter. Sales of electric vehicles slowed after the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy EVs and eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason in the previous quarter. Automakers are being forced to reconsider ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The EV tax credit ended in September. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Two top division German soccer games have been called off as heavy snow makes stadiums unsafe. It's been difficult removing it from the roofs of stadiums. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.